Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
What up, giblets, giblets, whatever, ladies and gents? I'm not going to rap like Aiden English, so there you go. I'm going with the flow on my show. Okay, enough of the cheesiness. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, please do not judge me, for I watched the quarterfinals and I'm currently still watching the UK title tournament. What an amazing event, ladies and gents. And so far, if you haven't already done so, I am going to spoil the quarterfinals for you. But if you want to watch the WWE Network and put me on mute, I completely understand, or put it on mute. That wasn't right. Put me on mute. Who wrote this shit? Put me on mute? How dare you, sir? Anyways, folks, what an amazing quarterfinals we had. We had Jack Gallagher versus Zach Gibson. He made it all the way to the, well, finals or semifinals of the tournament. So, you know, this is amazing. I'm binge watching basically right now. Joe Coffey versus Dave Mastiff. Joe Coffey was victorious. Those two big behemoths. They have a definite future in NXT with their size. Jordan Devlin versus Flash Morgan Webster. That kid should have won. In my opinion, he had most heart. Nah, I guess heart doesn't win you championships. But come on, he can't not get a contract in 205 Live or in WWE, period. The kid's got talent. I mean, look at his moveset. Travis Banks, another New Zealander, amazing fucking talent. Love him. Love him to death. This kid's got a lot of heart. Okay, so Toni Storm versus Isla Dawn versus Crazy Kelly. Killer Kelly, sorry. Toni Storm now qualified for the, I know these results are already done, but so what, fuck what. Toni Storm qualified for title match against Shayna Baszler, which I'm guessing Baszler somehow fucking retained. Semifinals were Flash Morgan Webster versus Zach Gibson. Gibson defeated Flash Morgan Webster with submission. Travis Banks versus Joe Coffey. Travis Banks defeated Joe Coffey, but Joe Coffey attacked him at the end. Then you had British Strong Style, which is Pete Dunne, Trent Seven, and Tyler Bate, taking on the Undisputed Era. We already know the results. She won night because it's been recorded prior to this. But I tell you what, Miss Travis Banks kid, he can give Finn Balor a run for his money, give Aleister Black, anybody on the WWE a run for their money. And the reason why, folks, I decided to talk about the UK title tournament for the first 10, 15 minutes, give or take, is simply because I'm amazed that they just announced during the quarterfinals that Johnny Saint will be the new general manager of NXT UK. I'm surprised it's not William Regal, but William Regal already helps run NXT, as you all know. That's a huge announcement because now the NXT women's division will now have a UK division. The men will also get a division in the UK. So that is some major news coming from Triple H himself. His vision was to expand NXT around the world. Who knows what's next? Japan, New Zealand. I mean, my God, man. Just when you think the WWE is done and dead in the dirt, they expand. They make themselves better. Yes, I realize Ring of Honor sold out in 30 minutes all in. Thank you for pointing that out. And you go by the name of Albert Bejeweled. That's a cool name, though, dude. Anyways, so the UK title tournament, right now I'm on the Travis Banks, Zach Gibson, who looks like a UK Stone Cold version. Oh, he's trying to rip away the bandages. Anyways, Nigel McGuinness, you know, I never noticed. Kind of the UK version of Corey Graves. like announcing wise, obviously not wrestling wise. Those two are completely different set and schedule. But anyways, I noticed that this UK title tournament, it's even more, I mean, not more impressive than the first one, because nothing can replace the feeling of the first event in pro wrestling in a fan's eyes to some purists and sadists and elitists who do that shit. But I do want to say, nothing on the mute button. Sorry, if I've been on mute the whole time, okay, I'll read through the results again. So just in case you didn't hear me, for those of you who haven't seen the quarterfinals or semifinals or anything in the UK title tournament, you can do so by hopping on the WWE Network your first month free. You get access to not just the UK title tournament, but anywhere from ICW to PWG, Evolve, Smoky Mountain. But first month free, you better catch the UK title tournament and soon to be the second Mae Young Classic tournament in WWE. But anyways, the UK title quarterfinal, semifinals, and finals tournament, I have it on a sheet, folks. Jack Gallagher lost to Zach Gibson. Joe Coffey defeated Dave Mastiff. Jordan Devlin lost to, this kid really impressed me, Flash Morgan Webster. Sign this kid. He's really, really good. And he's got a move that catches the fans' attention. Hello. Travis Banks is another one. Some may say, well, he's swiftly flippy shit. He's underdog. We've seen this before. Guys, this is the UK talent that we always wanted to see. Is it not? I mean, granted, Zach Gibson is as bland can get. But, I mean, he's UK's version of Stone Cold Steve Austin, unless minus the beer because of the PG crap. Has nothing to do with it. But anyways, as I'm reading down the results, there was a women's match, Toni Storm versus Killer Kelly versus Isla Dawn. The thing that I find ironic is that they're trying to cross-promote the UK and the US NXT. What's next? UK Italy, UK Japan, or NXT Japan, NXT Italy? I love it. I fucking fracking love it. Do you know why? Because there is no ifs, ands, or buts about how successful the UK title tournament has become. And let me explain why. The very first one featured Wolfgang, Trent Seven, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate. It introduced the WWE fans who have not seen these guys to all these people. You know what? Devlin reminds me a lot of Finn Balor, looks-wise. He looks like the usual Finn Balor. I'm enjoying watching this match currently with Travis Banks and, let's see here. About Ashton Smith. Nope. Well, Ashton's need to, he did upset, you know, Connors, but I'm just saying, dude, this is amazing. Like I said, for the first 10, 15 minutes, I would much rather discuss with you something non-generic, like I normally do, which is Monday Night Raw, Ring of Honor, Evolve, what's going on in the world of wrestling. There's a lot. I only have 45 minutes to report and cram it all in. So, with that being said, I'm so happy to see Shawn Michaels have his theme song by a UK crowd in Albert Hall. I mean, even after, it's like when Nakamura walks out, and I know some of you are going to get ticked off about the comparison, but see, Shawn Michaels has been around longer than Nakamura. And to have your theme sung by a foreign crowd, you know you're over the heartbreak kid. Sorry, I had to add that little, you know, ad lib. Of course, most of my fucking show is ad lib. So, all I can tell you is, please pay attention to stuff like the UK title tournament, the Mae Young Classic, NXT on Wednesdays. And surprisingly, I'm going to segue into this. Pay attention to Raw and SmackDown Live on Hulu. Hulu, $11.99 with no commercials, $9.99 with commercials. You can subscribe on your local iTunes or App Store or Google Play. Sites are not affiliated with that. There are several. Daily Motion, YouTube. YouTube has WWE has their own YouTube channel. You can catch bits and pieces and clips of the UK title tournament. If you don't have the network, my God, man, you're making this easy for moi. If you don't have the network, you can go to WWE.com, subscribe for your first month free. You can get your WWE shop or network card at your local Dollar General, GameStops, 7-Elevens, Best Buys, and Walmart. That was a segue into the advertisements. If you like to kick cancer square in the ass and knock it flat, go to findthecure.com, SusanGComan.org, Cure for Connor. Do the marathons, do the walks, support a loved one who is undergoing the horribleness known as cancer. Kick it square in the ass, support your loved one, support a loved one or family or friend that you have lost in the past due to cancer. Support a cause, do anything, be anonymous, do whatever makes you happy and at peace in the fight against cancer. If you would like to make your child's wish come true, go to makeawish.com. Type the name of the superstar of any company, doesn't matter. Could be Big Bang Ronnie Nicole, could be Jesse Havoc, could be Sammy Callahan, Matt Riddle, Marty Scurll, the Young Bucks, it doesn't matter. Go to makeawish.com and make your child's wish come true. You don't know how long you have with them. All right, folks, we're getting into the goodness, you know. I just kind of get the appetizers, you know, out of the way. Not that appetizers are bad food to eat or start out with, or subjects, metaphorical subjects to discuss. But nonetheless, we're to the main course, you know, the steak, the mashed potatoes, butter, or gravy, or whatever topping you want. If I'm making you hungry, I'm glad because, you know. Oh, no. Please do not be Zach Gibson. Sorry, I get sidetracked. Bailey finally turns it up. I mean, fans have been waiting for this. It's been building, festering, just about ready to boil over like hot water on a stove that is not paid attention to. Bailey finally loses her shit and attacks Sasha Banks in the middle of the ring. Thank God, folks. She has an angry bone in her body. So, in essence, Bailey's character has always been known to be lovable and just not really aggressive at all. And the examples of that were Alexa Bliss last year, 3 years ago, at Extreme Rules. She had a kendo stick in her hand. She forgot, you know, I can hit somebody with this. I can hit a human with this and have no qualms about it. Jesus Christ. It finally took Sasha Banks to push Bailey over the edge character-wise. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say it. Finally, you give Bailey some edge. It was nice to see her just absolutely go bonkers and absolutely just tear Sasha up, throw her into the steel steps, do whatever. I don't give a fuck. I love me a good cat fight, to be honest with you. Thank you, Women's Division of Monday Night Raw, for carrying the show, because match with Finn Balor and Constable Baron Corbin, heavily pointed by Stephanie McMahon, whatever. The match that they had between Kevin Owens and Braun Strowman, okay, it's either making Kevin Owens look comical, Finn Balor not to be taken seriously, but you know what? I actually liked Monday Night Raw for the first time in a long time, and I say this all the time. It's always going to be, in particular, in my mind, thing to look forward to. because Monday Night Raw, let's face it, really hasn't been that explosive, in my opinion. Now, to other people, what a way to conceptualize Raw, what a way to present this, what a way to present that. Present what, present where, and when, how. It's confusing to me. They just had Nia in a minimal manager role, managerial role outside the ring. I can read the results of Monday Night Raw, but why? When the main focus of the night was Bayley snapping. Also, Braun Strowman flipped another car. What the hell? What in the actual hell? I mean, I know he's strong enough. Oh, my God. You know what? Oh, okay. Let me think. The Revival defeated... I'm not reading off the sheet. From my memory, after watching the replay on Hulu, since they cut certain matches, which pisses me off sometimes, but who the fuck cares? I mean, yes, I do care, but at the same time, no, I don't. Hour and a half condensement of Monday Night Raw is plenty because you get the main fucking meat of your meal. And you can cut into it with a knife and be like, alright, this is how it is. In a nutshell, Natalya defeated Alexa Bliss with Mickie James at ringside. Roman Reigns and Lashley were a team. I mean, something fucking different. Elias was not a part of Monday Night Raw in the capacity of a title match. So, yes, I'm very well pleased with what Monday Night Raw was able to convey to the fans. Because, God almighty, yeah, it's a pain in the butt knowing something's going to be the same every single week, the same format, the same matches, just different people. You got to be kidding me. That Gibson one, fucking shit. But anyways, back to Monday Night Raw. Well, in between the UK tournament, but you know what? That Travis Banks kid, like I said, he's going to give Finn Balor or anybody a run for their money when he gets to Maine. That's awesome. How long have you been a fan of our show, sir? That's great. Then you get my point. Ever since I've tried to, you know, report everything WWE and then spread it out with Ring of Honor and Progress, not so much Progress, my lie. I think that mainly most of what I have just told you, Monday Night Raw has the bad habit of going up and down like a roller coaster, but that's wrestling. Wrestling is always going to be like riding a roller coaster. Son of a bitch. UK Stone Cold /Ciampa. I don't really think that guy should have won, but okay. Anyways, back to my discussion. Bayley finally fucking snapped. And it's something's got to give. You can't always be the nice person and expect to win battles. Yeah, nice gets you a nice place in the line at the coffee shop. Nice gets you heartbroken because you put yourself forward with somebody. Nice gets you T-shirts being sold and pictures with little kitties and all that. Now she's good for the gimmick. She's going to counseling. How fucking funny. Because Bayley's missed. Oh, she's missed child, blah, blah, blah. She didn't turn. For those of you who might be a little confused, have they turned Bayley? I don't know. You don't know. Please stop speculating. Just watch and just enjoy. That's what Uncle Bob would tell me. Just enjoy. them. I mean, the way I figure it, Monday Night Raw versus SmackDown Live, which show has been more of a disappointment? I don't think SmackDown Live has ever disappointed, and that's because they give the fans what they want, regardless of whether people say they're not sure, they're on the fence about it, blah, 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 blah. I really honestly, you know, at this point in juncture, would prefer to have seen Bayley snap and interesting commotions going on Monday Night Raw, because here's what I'm saying. I just, you know, for me, that long pause was because, wow, what a UK title tournament we just had and witnessed. I know it's pre-taped, and you're like, well, you're a week late. So, Monday Night Raw, the show that has lagged, and I mean really lagged, over the last how many weeks? Good, bad, and different. Oh, the crowd is not really. And Pete Dunne, gotta love him. See, I get sidetracked. As I was continuing to say, Monday Night Raw has been lagging for the last several months. The fact that Rousey got suspended may give her a little more time to train, repackage, not repackage, but train. Because you know she's going to get a title shot regardless of not having to work it. Her contract only allows her to work certain dates. I don't care. She did horrible in the match versus Nia Jax, in my opinion. How did she do horrible? There's a lot of things. The way she was bumping, the way she took that powerbomb, or the reverse at the armbar, whatever. Nia basically bounced the poor thing like a basketball. You know, I used to have the utmost respect for Rousey as an MMA fighter, now I just... There's a lot of personal reasons why I do not like Nia. It's just like, eh. I mean, not Nia, Ronda. Point is, folks, Raw used to be interesting, and now it just got interesting. Okay. House show. They finally got the hint. Fans do not want to see the same generic crap over and over again. Generic as in Braun Strowman versus Finn Balor. Finn Balor and Braun Strowman are a team. Then Finn Balor versus Braun Strowman again. Again, it feels like Men in Black Neuralizer goes in front of your face and I'm going to focus on the positive. And that is, Bayley finally got some flavor added to her. It amazes me. Amazes me. If you think for one second that I'm going to stop. After SmackDown Live. Okay, well. Just got an update on my phone. Do I really want to watch the UK title tournament again? Yeah, probably. Anyways, folks. As I was continuing to say, Monday Night Raw, the positive is the women carried the match, or the night. Ember Moon, Sasha Banks, Lee. The Riot Squad, Ruby Riot. Do you know they do know how to work? Well, Ruby does. Sarah Logan. Natalia, God love you, dear. You are amazing. I don't care what anybody says. Natty's this and that. I only remember her from Total Divas, blah, blah, blah. She's only Bret Hart's shadow because Bret's her uncle. Not just the women, dude, but, like, honestly, it got a little better. Because in wrestling, you just got to wait things out. I was about ready to give up on Monday Night Raw, to be honest with you, because we would see the same matches every single week. The premise would be worker understandable, not fan relatable. Or the, you know, the whole gist, the feel of the show was not fan relatable at all. But this show was very fan relatable. And I'm very happy that they did that because, to be quite honest with you folks, I got 17 minutes to discuss more of that and what made me happy about Bayley turning into a crazy woman. 10, 8, 6, 3, 1.
The cost of personality. I know your anger. I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of personality.
Ladies and gents, off the rails. Tuesday edition. There isn't anything or anyone that can tell me that they didn't thoroughly enjoy seeing Bayley finally unhinge. If you guys put a lid back on this, I'm going to laugh. Because knowing you, knowing WWE, not knowing it, being part of it, I can actually say was a part of it. But I won't say that because being an extra doesn't constitute you as a contraction or a contracted superstar or contracted, my bad. Sorry, I couldn't speak the word, but seeing Bayley unhinge on Sasha, attacking her after their woman tag match, Sasha basically has antagonized her. Am I playing favorites here because of what happened outside of Barclays? You know, no. I'm just saying I can't really, from a professional standpoint, stand Sasha because to me, anything and everything that woman does, she goes, I'm a legit boss, blah, blah, blah. I'm, you know, top line. Not only does her attitude suck, but I personally feel I'm glad that Bayley finally just exploded. You know, whenever you have somebody at work that antagonizes you enough, you outwardly explode. And you lose your shit because they think it's okay to step all over you. But when you finally say something, guess what? They don't want to hear it. That's the point when you say, well, you're going to hear me whether you want to or not. And Bayley finally exploited that. That's why I said it's good to let out your anger instead of hold it in. Because if you hold shit in, even if it's gimmicked or not, I don't care. I'm so thrilled to finally see the rage come out of the cage stemming from one the only Bayley, because I couldn't stand her character at all. There's no room to roam with it. She's nicey nice. She hugs. She's the baby face. You need a consistent baby face. I understand that. You need the one that'll hug the babies and kiss them on the forehead and get empathy from the crowd. But after the crowd just got sick and tired of you shoving her down our throats in a, you know, platonic kind of way, everyone's like, oh, Bayley. Well, you know, there's the evil Bayley, and she's called Shayna Baszler. Statement got retracted, I guess, because so many people were saying it. Not just me, folks. I'm pretty sure there's another Mark on another podcast that basically said the same shit about what they thought of Bayley. And to be honest with you, why did it take this long for things to build up and fester between Bayley and Sasha? Sometimes the timeline in wrestling can be unexplained. I'm not so worried about how they book shit. I'm just thankful that I have something to say nice about Bayley, because, in other words, yeah, she is a former Raw Women's Champion. Do I give a fuck? Does it matter what I give? No. What matters is if she can get across to people that she's not a pushover, she's not a has-been, she's not just an NXT girl, which most of you and I were saying, finally gave light to her character, and so what if they put her in counseling? I don't care. Because, to be honest with you folks, the timing couldn't have been better, because at Extreme Rules, I don't know what Sasha and Bayley are going to do to each other, but I guarantee you, it just invigorated the rivalry. I don't care if there's a title belt involved in this instant, because this actually piqued the attention of me and another friend who watched wrestling like it was a religion, or follow it like it was a religion and not practice. But here's the thing. I saw the very first Sasha Bayley match, along with thousands of others who saw it on the net, millions of others who saw it on NXT TakeOver in Brooklyn. I was there too. It's got the feel for a heated rivalry that something needs to be hashed out. Then they can go back to being buddy-buddy. But if you make them go back to being buddy-buddy and insist upon pissing the fans off because it makes you laugh in the boardroom meetings, again, I don't care. Because at this point, what we want or wanted, we got at Royal Rumble and Survivor Series of last year. And since then, every other pay-per-view has been craptastic or half-assed. What does this have anything to do with Bayley and Sasha? Just like a rivalry, you guys don't know when to keep it going and then kill it. I don't know what's in the water or what's in the marijuana, but fucking shit, this rivalry better last. I'm enjoying the fact that Bayley finally got a backbone. Her character finally showed some intrigue, some interest. Like, wow, is this really the same Bayley that goes around hugging the crowd? You think you're better than me, huh? The taunt in the middle of what she was doing, Bayley, that is. I never said anything positive when Jake was the fucking co-host, because why? Her character was not lovable at all. Yeah, hugger section this, purple and gold this, whatever. Just to me, in my opinion, because I don't want to stress the fucking fans who are messaging me right now. But here's the thing. We don't all have to share the same opinion about somebody. Yes, she can actually wrestle. She can work. There's no need to turn her baby face. She turned her aggressive face. I don't care what face, heel, or whatever. She got aggressive. Finally. Somebody the right one to push her buttons with Sasha, because sometimes your friends can take or make or break you to the point where you do lose your shit and you do get upset. And when you do get upset, they act like they didn't do anything wrong. Guess what? I don't care if it's gimmicked or not. I find it intriguing. I find it interesting. Oh, yeah, and the Odd Couple pairings title on Raw basically centers around this. If you're going to pair Baron Corbin with Finn Balor, that doesn't devalue Finn Balor, nor does Kevin Owens pairing with Braun Strowman, but it's just that's minimalizing the talent that should or could be shown in a certain way. Thank God for the UK title tournament. Thank God for the Mae Young Classic Tournament Part 2, because now you get introduced to even more talent around the world. Talent that I keep watch on Flow Slam, talent that was around Ring of Honor, not just Ring of Honor, but Isla Dawn, I cannot wait to see in NXT, the UK women's division. I mean, this is awesome, folks. The WWE's finally, well, I shouldn't say finally, because the moment I say that, they're going to go revert back to being, well, doing whatever style of booking they decide to do, and I don't care. I don't care. I've had enough times as a fan to be like, gee, I spent over $1,000 at WrestleMania, or I spent this much amount at SmackDown Live, and did I get my money's worth? That's up to me. I'm the one who helps, you know, crunch the financial issues, one of the many. time ever, a female fight, that a brawl that was worth seeing. Not one that will make you just, meh, okay, this is just, I could see this in PWG, or, oh, I could see this in Ring of Honor, or, oh, I could see this at Wrestler Revolver show. Let me explain something to you folks. Wrestling is wrestling. Regardless of whether or not I report just WWE, that's up to me. I can tell you already that Manhattan to Mayhem is going to be fucking badass. I can also tell you that All In drew 10,000 people in 30 minutes. That's not the only thing I can tell you. There have been rumors about the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. Just rumors. And it makes you fans sweat because without those guys in Ring of Honor, guess what? They can produce more talent. They've got Travis Whip Gordon. They've got Jay Lethal. Punishment Martinez. So if I report WWE, I can also report Ring of Honor on one whole show and make you guys feel really stupid. So those of you leaving troll messages in my inbox, you just made the list. Monday Night Raw, SmackDown Live, NXT. Out of those three, NXT is the one that's kind of teetering and borderlining on, you need help. So then Triple H goes and makes the announcement in the UK that they're expanding the divisions to the UK, having a men's and a women's division. Thank you, Hunter. Whether you love him or hate him, I don't give a fuck. Because that is going to help the WWE immensely, company-wise. T-shirts can be made. Sales can go up. Because then the UK division can travel stateside. It can travel to Italy. It can travel to Germany. There's got to be an awareness in wrestling. And if you're not aware of both the good and the bad, and you only focus on the bad, fandom-wise, you're just going to be one annoying motherfucker to sit next to. That's all I'm going to say. Back to the subject at hand. Bayley finally got a mean streak in her. Something that I and others have been wanting to see. You push someone's buttons, you make them mad, they're going to push back. Or if they're passive-aggressive, I don't know how to tell you this, but fucking Christ, punch someone in the throat. Get violent. Or if it's not worth it, then don't do it all. My advice to those who have been pushed to their brink, pushed to their next absolute level of annoyance with someone, let them know how you feel, and if they don't take the fucking hint, pull a Bailey. I know it's gimmicked, but that one would make Rowdy Roddy Piper proud. Because that man didn't have any qualms about who he offended, who he fought, or who he punched in the throat, dick. Didn't matter. If you have a problem with somebody, or a beef, if you will, is the current modern word, don't be hesitant about letting that somebody know how you feel. Because if you let them just beat all over you, then you're going to be beat all over the rest of your entire fucking life. Inspired me to watch the replay because I wanted to see firsthand just how violent Bayley got, just how twisted she was getting. Ash may not have used physical objects, but it's about time. That's all I got to tell you. And repeat, it's about time. It's about time that Bayley finally captured the attention of the audience, because if she didn't, if she would have hugged it out, and 99, Sasha, I would have turned it off. And I would have just stuck to watching SmackDown Live, but now my ears and eyeballs have turned their attention to what's going to happen next week. Because following up with fans is a big deal. That's why Ring of Honor has a lot, because they do what, call simple stupid. Keep the fans happy. Do not revert her back to the nicey-nice hugging Bayley and put her in counseling. Come on, as Nakamura would say. Come on! NXT basically hasn't really had anything to smile about alumni-wise. Maybe Seth Rollins, maybe Dean Ambrose, but Finn Balor was Universal Champion, and it was really, really awesome to see that. Then you got Brock Lesnar, who's a champion. Who gives a fuck? Bayley, I hope you come out with a new t-shirt or something, because I will buy it. I will definitely buy it. I will not hesitate on buying a Bayley shirt. Before, I was hesitant because there ain't no stopping us now. Across every nation. She just seemed too happy and perky for me. You know, there's some people that like that, because they're always happy and perky and optimistic. I am one of those traits, optimistic. And I was always hopeful that Bayley would finally turn it around. She did. Took a minute. Turn it up. And I am so proud. I'm not going to cry. But I am very, 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 very proud that she finally added some edge to her character. Because if not, not because Bayley not turning, I don't give a fuck if she's heel or babyface. But thank you, and good night. I've got to get ready for work. I got to eat me some food. And I got to stay awake. So, until next time, folks. I got the 90-second fucking warning. It's about time. It's about time is all I can tell you about Bayley. Thank you. If you don't believe in what I just told you or feel what I just told you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. And two more. Toodles, bitches.